and gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man. Steve Austin will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster.
Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you, no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is Jesus can rebuild you better, stronger, and faster. Yes, Jesus Christ can rebuild you better, stronger, and faster. You know, when astronaut Steve Austin from the $6 million man, when he was severely injured in a crash of an experimental lifting body aircraft, he is rebuilt into this operation that cost $6 million. His right arm, both legs, and the left eye are replaced with bionic implants that enhanced his strength, his speed, and his vision far above human norms. And he could run at the speeds of 60 miles per hour, and that's 97 kilometers per hour, and his eye, it had a 21 zoom lens and infrared capabilities, while his bionic limbs all had the equivalent power of a bulldozer. He uses enhanced abilities to work for the OSI, the Office of Scientific Intelligence, as a secret agent. Now, maybe some of you can remember this movie, The $6 Million Man. But see, what happened was, Steve Austin, he was an astronaut, and he was coming back to Earth, and what happened was he crashed. And he was left to die. He crashed and he was left to die. And so they had an experiment and they said, we can rebuild him better and we can rebuild him stronger and we can rebuild him faster. You see, Steve Austin was left for dead. He was left for dead, but they decided to turn him into a bionic man. He was left for dead, but they turned him to the $6 million bionic man. With his severely injured in a crash, with his right arm and both legs and his left eyes, they were replaced with his bionic implants that enhanced his strength, enhanced his speed, enhanced his vision. I want to tell you today that Jesus can rebuild you better, stronger, and faster. Jesus Christ can rebuild you better, stronger, and faster. Maybe you're a lot like Steve Austin, and maybe you have crashed in your own life. Maybe you have crashed spiritually. Maybe you have crashed financially. Maybe you have crashed emotionally. Maybe you have crashed physically. Maybe in your life your relationships are crashing. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ can rebuild you better, stronger, and faster. Maybe you're a lot like Steve Austin. Maybe you have crashed. But don't give up. Jesus can rebuild you. Don't give up. Jesus can make you better. Don't give up. Jesus can enhance your strength, and Jesus can enhance your speed. Jesus can enhance your vision far above human capabilities and human norms. Jesus Christ, He can change your life and make you fly like an eagle. Jesus can give you capabilities to enhance the work of Jesus Christ. Yes, Jesus can give you that bionic arm and that bionic legs to go out and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, because that was His mission, to get Jesus Christ to the world, to send Jesus Christ to America. Sure enough, in the Bible, Jesus gave Samson great strength. Jesus gave Samson with great strength. Jesus gave King David great courage and great strength to go against the Philistines. Jesus Christ gave Queen Esther courage and strength to free the Jews. Jesus Christ gave Daniel strength to stand up against Nebuchadnezzar. Yes, Jesus can rebuild you. And Jesus can make you better. And Jesus Christ can make you faster. Jesus wants to make you stronger. Jesus wants to make you faster. Jesus wants to make you better. But you might ask me, Pastor Dean, how can I become like the bionic man? How can I become better? How can I become stronger? And how can I become faster, you might ask me? Well, the Bible says this. The Bible says this in John 3:3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You see, Jesus Christ wants to make you better. He wants to make you stronger. And He wants to make you faster. But He says you first must be born again. You first must accept Jesus as your personal Savior. You first must ask Jesus in your heart. You first must repent of your sins. You first must acknowledge that you can't live this Christian life. You first have to admit that you have problems. See, a lot of you are hanging on to your religious activities. But Jesus Christ said, you must be born again. The beginning of Christianity consists in this: that we know ourselves not only to be corrupt in part, but to be wholly dead in sin, so that our nature has need to be created anew, with regard to its qualities, which can be done by no other power, but by the divine and heavenly by which we were first created. That is to go in, to enter, as He expounds Himself below. You see, this was a new created being. Steve Austin was newly recreated with these bionic arms. He was a new created cyborg. He was half machine and half human, but he had the human heart, and the machine carried him to work for the OSI. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm telling you, Jesus can rebuild you better, stronger, and faster. Jesus Christ wants to rebuild you better, stronger, and faster. Why? You say, well, how can He do that? Well, He's already proven He can do that. He can heal the leper in Galilee. Oh, come on, somebody. He healed the demonics in the synagogue in Capernaum. He healed Peter's mother-in-law sick with a fever. He healed the paralytic in Capernaum, this man with a withered hand. He healed. He raised the dead son of the widow. Come on, somebody. Jesus Christ arose. The woman with the issue of the blood in Capernaum was healed. The deaf man with speech was restored. The blind man could now see. Oh, come on, somebody. He healed the Mary Magdalene of 7 evil demons and infirmities. The blind, the deaf, the mute, they all was healed. They all were healed. In Jesus Christ, He can make you better, stronger, and faster. Jesus Christ, He wants to make you and turn you into the bionic man or the bionic woman. He wants to change you into something that's extraordinary. He wants to change you something very extraordinary that you can't even imagine. When the Holy Spirit empowers you, it's like these bionics empowering your arm. It's like these bionics empowering your feet. I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ can make you better. He can make you stronger. And He can make you faster. But see, you don't want Jesus. You want religion. You don't want Jesus. You want to look good in your church. You don't want Jesus. You want to pat your damn evil self on your back as you're going through your iPhones and looking at all your apps and acting like you're really smart as that radiation goes through your brain. Oh no, you want to get on the internet and act like you're super intelligent and trendy. Oh, I'm very trendy over here. So I'm trendy over on YouTube. No, but you don't want to give Jesus Christ a chance. You don't want to give Jesus a chance. You'd rather go to your church and whore yourself around. But Jesus Christ can rebuild you better. He can rebuild you stronger. And He can rebuild you faster. He can make you into a bulldozer. He can give you these bionic implants. Oh, come on, somebody. How many of you have crashed in your life? Oh, come on. America has crashed. America has crashed. America has crashed. Economically. America has crashed morally. America has crashed spiritually. And we need some bionic power. We need to be rebuilt better, stronger, and faster. How many of you know that Jesus Christ wants to rebuild you and to make you better, to make you stronger, and to make you faster? Can I get an amen to that? Yes. The Bible says when Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, He said that you must be born again. You must have that spiritual. You must have Jesus. You see, in John chapter 3, verse 7, Jesus said, "Marvel not that I said that thee must be born again." Jesus was telling Nicodemus to believe and understand the invisible power of this new birth. And to be sure, a baptismal ceremony can be seen, but the forgiveness, the clean conscience, and receiving the Spirit cannot be seen. When Jesus Christ makes you better, makes you stronger, and makes you faster, this is a spirit that cannot be seen. It's like a powerful wind. It's like these bionics that Steve Austin had. He had these bionics in his arm. Bionics in his legs, but they could not be seen. When Jesus Christ makes you better and stronger and faster, His Spirit, which is cannot be seen. And this is why Nicodemus couldn't understand that. When you receive the Spirit, it cannot be seen. Like the powerful wind through invisible, its power is never less profound. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm telling you the power of Jesus. It might be invisible. It might be like a wind. It's a spirit you can never understand. But Jesus was telling Nicodemus to shed all that religious junk. Get rid of it. It's time to fly like an eagle. It's time to be empowered. It's time to have these bionics. Oh, come on, somebody. I know you're not listening to me because you look so pretty. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus wants to give you a bionic spiritual. He wants to make you better. He wants to make you stronger. He wants to make you faster. Oh, come on, somebody. We really need to cry out to Jesus Christ right now because He's working in this nation of America to make you stronger, to make you better, to make you faster. And Jesus tells Nicodemus that he should not reject a doctrine merely because he could not understand it. You know, nobody could really understand Steve Austin's strength. He literally could lift up a bulldozer. He literally could jump 10 stories high. But neither could the wind be seen, but its effects were well known, and no one doubted the existence of the power of that age. I'm here to tell you, even though the wind cannot be seen, we've all have seen the power of a wind. A strong wind, when it blows, it can do damage. It can really do damage. How many of you in your life have crashed? Jesus Christ wants to operate on you with a $6 million with His life on the cross. He has paid the price and He wants to rebuild you into this operation that cost Him His life on Calvary. He wants to restore your right arm and both legs, and He wants to restore your left eye, and He wants to replace it with bionic implants to enhance your strength, your speed, and vision that's quite above human norms. He wants to do this with His Spirit. Jesus can rebuild you better. Jesus can rebuild you stronger. And Jesus can rebuild you faster. How would you like to run to the speeds of 60 miles per hour? How would you like to run at speeds of 60 miles per hour? Jesus Christ can do that. Oh, come on, Pastor Dean. Now you're talking fiction, you might say. No, I'm not. Jesus Christ has the ability to make you run 60 miles per hour. And Jesus Christ, you want to know how I know that? Because Jesus rose from the grave. Jesus rose from the grave, guys, and He's alive and well here today. But Jesus Christ not only wants to make you better, He wants to rebuild you to be better and stronger and faster, but Jesus says you must be born again. You must be born again. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, the Bible says this, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. You see, in this verse, Peter, in the stress that it is the word of God through which God brings forth His new creatures. It's through the word of God which Jesus Christ can give you power. The Apostle James taught the same thing in James 1:18, as did also the evangelist Luke in Luke 18:11. This seed is the Word of God. This seed is the Word of God. The Word of God, the last known preserved Word, is the King James Version. In the present area, a great deal more need to be made of the seed. The notion that the seed is weak and helpless and must have a direct operation of some external force, such as the Holy Spirit, in order to make it alive, effective, powerful, and otherwise able to reproduce into this divine matter intended, all such thoughts are vain. The seed is able to itself to reproduce. In Mark 4:26-29, the seed itself is living and active. In Hebrews 4:12, it is the seed itself which produced the new birth and the consequent dwelling of the Spirit. It is the Word of God that abideth forever. If you want to be rebuilt, to be better, stronger, and faster, then you better get in the Bible. You better study the Word of God. You better know what Jesus says. But I'm here to tell you today that Jesus Christ wants to rebuild you better, stronger, and faster. He wants to rebuild you better. He wants to rebuild you stronger. And He wants to rebuild you faster. And I know some of you have crashed. You're no different than Steve Austin. You've crashed. And you're laying there helpless. You're laying there for dead. But Jesus Christ is looking down on you. He's looking down His Spirit on you, and He says, I want to rebuild him. I want to rebuild her. I know that I can make him and I can make her even stronger. I can make her even better. I can make him even faster. I'm going to give him this bionic spiritual power. I'm going to give him bionic strength. He's going to have bionic spiritual strength to do my ministry. Hey, yes, Jesus gave Samson great power, guys. And I'm not making this up. And Jesus gave David great courage. And I'm not making this up. And Jesus gave Queen Esther great courage and strength. And I'm not making this up. And Jesus wants to make you stronger. He wants to make you better and faster. Jesus can rebuild you better, stronger, and faster. But first you must be born again. And then you must study His Word. Oh, come on, somebody. Don't you think it's time to fly? Don't you think it's time to fly high? Because we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. Oh, I know some of you, your life has crashed. America has crashed. But Jesus can rebuild America. And Jesus can make America even better. And Jesus can make America even stronger. And Jesus can make America even faster. But we must repent and ask Jesus to come back to this nation. We must repent. When Jonah went to Nineveh, the Bible says when the Ninevites repented that they were reprieved 100 years. 100 years. That means Jesus Christ withheld His wrath 100 years. 100 years He withheld the wrath. Now, I don't know about you, but I feel like wrath is coming to America, and I think it's time to repent, and it's time to ask God for mercy on America, and it's time to look back to Jesus. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. We don't need another church, and we don't need another religious ceremony. We don't need another convention, or we don't need another seven-step program. That's not what we need. We need Jesus Christ and Jesus alone. Yes, we need Jesus because Jesus said that He can rebuild you better. Jesus said He can rebuild you stronger and faster. Oh, come on, somebody. Listen, Jesus can rebuild you. And the cost? It cost Steve Austin $6 million. It cost the government $6 million. But it cost Jesus Christ death on the cross. He can rebuild you. His right arm, His both legs, and His left eyes were replaced with bionic implants that enhanced His strength, His speed, and His vision far beyond human norms. And He can run at the speeds of 60 miles per hour, and His eyes has a 21 zoom lens with infrared capabilities, while His bionic limbs all had the equivalent power of a bulldozer. How many of you today, I'm here to tell you that Jesus can rebuild you better, stronger, and faster. Well, how can He do that? Well, you must be born again. He wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit. He wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit. He wants to see you fly high. And this is why we need Jesus back in America. Jesus wants to rebuild you stronger. And Jesus wants to make you better. And Jesus wants to make you faster. How about we turn to Jesus today? How about we all stop your religious acting? How about we all become real with ourselves and say, we're in some deep trouble? Look around and see the moral decline and say, we want Jesus back in America. We want Jesus back in our marriages. We want Jesus back in this nation. We want Jesus back on our televisions. We want Jesus back. Jesus wants to rebuild you better, stronger, and faster. We need Jesus. Amen.
on. Here comes the throttle. Circuit breakers in. We have separation. Inboard and outboard, they're on. We're coming forward with the side stick.
Looks good.
I've got a blowout. Amber 3, get your pitch to 0. Pitch is out again. Hold altitude. Direction. Alpha hold is off. Trip selected emergency. Flight calm. I can't hold it. She's breaking up. She's breaking.
Astronaut, a man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man.